NBC News. I'm Mark Remillard. In a first-of-its-kind report, the Biden administration says Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons for its war in Gaza likely violated international humanitarian law, but that the evidence is not complete. The report stated there was reasonable evidence to believe Israel has breached international law and how it's conducted its conquest of Gaza. The report, though, stops short of being able to link U.S. munitions to any specific attacks by Israel. It's the strongest statement from the administration so far on the matter, and Biden has said the U.S. will withhold weapons from delivering to Israel.
The president is going to be facing backlash from all sides for this report, from more progressive Democrats who say there's already overwhelming evidence that they have violated international and U.S. law with their conduct in Gaza. Then on the other side, there are Republicans who are already slamming the president for withholding any of that aid, saying it undermines America's commitment to Israel's security.
That's ABC Selena Wang. Meanwhile, heavy fighting between Israeli troops and Palestinian militants on the outskirts of Rafah have forced more than 110,000 people to flee north and left a crucial aid crossing nearby inaccessible. One of the key witnesses for the prosecution in former President Trump's criminal hush money case expected to take the stand on Monday. The judge warning him ahead of that not to make any statements about the case until then.
Michael Cohen is on the witness stand here Monday. There is no overstating the importance of his testimony. He says he was in the room with Donald Trump discussing the hush payment to Stormy Daniels at the heart of the case. The cross-examination is going to be brutal. And after Cohen, the prosecutors say they have only one witness left and could rest their case as soon as next week.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A Virginia school board voting Friday to restore the names of Confederate military leaders on a high school and elementary school 4 years after they were removed. The Shenandoah County School Board voting to restore Stonewall Jackson's and another that honors Robert E. Lee. You're listening to... Millions of Americans across the upper United States could be witnessing the Northern Lights this weekend thanks to a severe solar storm. The flares are triggering spectacular displays of the aurora borealis with the potential to reach as far south as Alabama.
Astrophysicists warn the impact of this storm, a 4 on a scale of 1 to 5, could have an effect right here on Earth, potentially disrupting communications, the power grid, radio signals, and GPS and other satellite operations.
ABC's Alex Perez. Proof that something as simple and natural as sneezing at the wrong time could be dangerous. ABC's Chuck Sievertson explains.
Sneezing led to an accident that closed highway lanes for a few hours Friday morning. State police say that on the Spalding Turnpike in Rochester, New Hampshire, the driver of a box truck had a sneezing fit. He lost control, crashing into a guardrail and then swerving back toward the middle of the road before his truck rolled over and came to rest on its wheels across all lanes. Police say the driver was not hurt and he had no passengers. No other vehicles were involved in the crash. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The winners of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA have both resigned from their titles within days of each other, citing mental health and personal values. Their decisions have increased calls for transparency and put a spotlight on the Miss Universe organization, which runs both pageants. It's the first time in 72 years the pageant group has gone without title holders in those positions.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.